Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Ange Postecoglou. Thanasi is a great Ange fan. This has been a lifelong journey. Thank you, Ange, for not only taking up the baton from the late, great Johnny Warren, who would be looking down as the happiest man in heaven, but you have well exceeded all expectations and put this marvellous game in the forefront of Australian sporting minds. I've been weeping at random for days now in total joy of what has become, and I know full well that there is more to come. Ange is the real Mr. Football, champion of champions, legend of legends, and king of kings. In Ange, we trust. In Ange, they trusted in Scotland, and Celtic got rich rewards for a couple of years. That period is now over. We need to check in with old friends because the football world is talking about Ange Postecoglou's appointment at Tottenham Hotspur.
I just think when he comes over, he just talks common sense. There's no jargon. He's not coming out and trying to baffle everybody with rubbish. He just tells it as it is. He looks like the lads, obviously the players enjoy playing for him. He knows what he's about. I've been really impressed with him.
You see more and more people, I think, are learning about him. They're liking what they see. And you see the way that he talks to players and he motivates them, like in the dressing room and on the training ground. And I think people think this guy is something special, like he's something different.
He's exactly what Tottenham Hotspur need at the moment. Spurs need a complete rebuild. It could take 3, 4, 5 years. I think Tottenham fans, even the biggest sceptics, even today, they're feeling a little bit thinking, you know what? This guy just could be the one.
Always knew that he had that mentality of where he wanted to go. And that was to the top. To see him doing what he's doing is just brilliant. You know, going to Tottenham, I think it's a great job for him. And I think he'll kill it.
Ange Postecoglou is the coach of Tottenham Hotspur, prompting a surging sense of pride and devotion here. Spurs fans are about to embark on a wonderful journey. And that means Celtic fans are closing that chapter of their footballing lives. We've made new friends across these couple of years, and one of those has been Hamish Carton. So let's check in, I imagine, for the last time. Hamish, it's great to have you back on SEN.
Yeah, it's great to be on, Gerard. Yeah, probably the last time, unless Aaron Moy does something even more magical in the coming years. But it's been an amazing period the last couple of years to be a Celtic fan. I've loved every minute of it, and I've loved, you know, creating new connections and having all the Aussies kind of come on board as well. It's been amazing.
What are the emotions as Ange departs?
There's disappointment there. There's a fair bit of sadness that it's ended after only not even 2 years. I think we would have hoped that we would have got at least 3 years out of Ange. But I think this opportunity was probably too big to turn down for him. Some fans are not 100% happy with Ange. They feel let down. That's just how people, I guess, deal with disappointment. Everyone deals with disappointment in their own way. Personally, for me, just a bit of sadness that it's over. But I think in time, we'll look back at it as being an amazing time.
What did it do for Saturday as Celtic completed the treble, but it really did feel like you knew going to that game?
Yeah, I would say it was kind of 70-30 in terms of Ange going for that game. There was a feeling that it would be his last match. I didn't actually think of Ange at all throughout the match, which was kind of strange. I was just so focused on the game and the achievement. And then the minute the full-time whistle went and you kind of remembered what was going on, and then you started looking at Ange and trying to read his body language and, you know, was he spending an extra 10 seconds taking it all in because it was the last time? So I'd say from full-time onwards, it very much turned into the Ange show. But the game itself was, I mean, it's kind of going to go a little bit under the radar given what's happened since the game with Ange leaving, but Celtic won another treble. It's 5 trebles in 7 years, and Ange has obviously been a big part of that.
How to Spurs fans who are just grappling with how they should feel and what they're about to embark on, you seem perfectly qualified to tell them what's about to unfold for them.
Yeah, they're going to go on one hell of a journey that's is probably going to start with some difficult times that they'll have to weather. But I think they'll see evidence of progress being made. And then I think as time goes on, I firmly believe that Ange will get it right. I really think he's that good. And I dare say the majority of people listening to this in Australia will know that he's that good as well. I think, you know, every time in his career that he's taken a step up, he has met the challenge and exceeded expectations. And there's no guarantees at Spurs because the English Premier League is a very difficult environment and managers maybe don't get quite as long as they would even at a club like Celtic. But I think he'll make a success of it. And I actually think he'll end up at an even bigger club than Spurs.
So you wrote the book on him at Celtic, Hamish, and now you've got the full work to contemplate. What has he meant? What has he meant to Celtic?
He's just been a terrific manager, a really great manager who came in at a really difficult time for us when everything at the club was going wrong. The disconnect between the support and the players and the board. And the fact we lost the league by 25 points the previous season to Rangers. And he came in and he didn't make any excuses at any time. He came in himself. He didn't waste time on people who didn't want to be there. He just said that, you know, if you don't want to be here, go. And I will get in people who I want and I know want to be here. And he did all that, you know, gradually over time. And Celtic just kind of improved. I'd say that would be the word to describe his time at Celtic, would be improvement, because that's what we saw throughout his tenure. And I think if he had have stayed till next season, I think we would have seen that again. But just an incredible manager. Time will tell how we remember him in terms of how he goes up against, you know, Brendan Rodgers and Martin O'Neill and guys like that. I think if he had stayed again a little bit longer, that would have been more clear cut. But, you know, 5 trophies from 6, you can't argue.
The level of devotion and love that he prompted from the fan base seemed quite striking from afar. Is that going to be part of the glow that lives in his couple of years?
Yeah, that's for me. I mean, Ange is all about the memories. And I remember when we were finding out about Ange before he came to the club, someone I spoke to in Australia told me, you know, look at his achievements and, you know, make your mind up on that. But it's the intangibles with Ange. It's the feeling you get when you go on the journey with him that doesn't shine through on his CV. That doesn't shine through when you look at the you know, honours that he's won and the records that he's broken. It's the feeling you get because he takes you on the journey, you know, with him. And the connection has been amazing. That's the kind of the difficult bit for us going forward, because we will not get that connection with the next manager, I don't think. And I almost don't think we should try and find that connection, because it's never going to be the same. That's the bit I'm struggling with. Yeah. I'm not quite come to terms with yet, because it's going to be different.
And the style that he brought to Celtic, which is a marker of where he goes. So thrilling and joyful football is... I guess you've benefited from that every week for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, it's the value for a Celtic season ticket this year and last year has been incredible in terms of the results. And I don't think we lost a league game at home in his entire time, and the quality of football that he played as well. It was a joy to watch. That is something that the next manager, I think, can do. And I think we will look for a manager with a similar kind of mindset into how football should be played, because that would obviously suit the players as well. But, it was a joy to watch.
Will you have a soft spot for him as he embarks on the Spurs job? Will you keep an eye on what happens?
Yeah, I definitely will. It's going to be a nice kind of passing interest for me next year, just keeping an eye on the Spurs results and watching the games when we can. And as I say, I think it's going to be really interesting, because he's going up against some of the biggest and best managers in the world. But I feel like he's meant for that level. I feel like he'll be at home alongside Guardiola and Klopp and guys like that. And I feel like, you know, his football will hopefully stand out even at that level as well. So he's got a busy summer ahead of him. I think he's going on holiday. He doesn't officially start until the 1st of July. He'll obviously be working before then. But yeah, main focus Celtic for me, but I'll be kind of keeping an eye on the results next year.
Hamish, I've loved our chats. You've been such a great conduit to the story that's unfolded, which you know we have such a stake in and such a sense of pride in. So thanks for our chats. Well done on your book. And yeah, I hope you think fondly of the Angies for many to come.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's been amazing.
Hamish Carton there. Oh, give him a big hug. It's never going to be the same. That's how they feel. Grant in the CBD's got the idea. Hi, Jared. Could you do a weekly segment where you just speak with Scottish or Irish sports journalists, please? It's a pleasure just to listen to them. Cheers, Grant in the CBD. So Hamish wrote the book on Ange's arrival at Celtic and how he was able to transform the club. I imagine there's a second edition in that now as the story is complete through two seasons and he takes up with Spurs.